Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the Money Smarts for You. Enhance your lifestyle by taking the positive path towards managing your money.
Welcome. I'm Barbie O'Connor, your host for the Money Smarts for You show. After years of working with clients helping them save, preserve, and grow their assets, I wrote the book Money Smarts for You, The Basics. I wanted teens, college students, millennials, growing families, and others to have a chance to learn the essentials that everyone needs to know about money in their adult lives. This show is your chance to ask me about the financial topics that affect your everyday life. If you have questions or thoughts about what you'd like to hear about on future shows, feel free to email me at Barbie, B-A-R-B-I-E, at moneysmartsforyou.com. In the next few weeks, I'll be covering issues that are college-related: applying to college, getting your student equipped for college, setting up a budget for college with your student, and tips for making the best choices for college or vocational training for your student, all taking into account the financial aspects of these issues. In the next few weeks, hundreds of thousands of college freshmen will be moving into their dorms, apartments, or other college housing, getting ready to sample their first taste of independent living. Mom and dad won't be there to make decisions, give their opinions, or set limits and boundaries. So between now and then, there's a lot of work to be done. By now, roommates have been assigned and a list of recommended equipment has been dispersed among the new students, all of whom are so excited they can't wait to get away from home. But now is the time for parents and students to talk about money and the differences between needs and wants, if you haven't already done that before. I'm going to address my comments to incoming freshmen, and you parents will just have to interpolate what I'm saying to meet your needs. Any questions, please email me at Barbie, B-A-R-B-I-E, at moneysmartsforyou.com. 1. Attend student orientation. If the university you're attending has a dedicated time for orientation, or if it is a big school with several weeks to choose from, make sure that you go and that you share the information with your parents. Orientation will help you get through the first part of the year without being totally clueless about what is going on and how to do things on campus. It is also a time when you can make other friends besides your roommate and where you can begin to feel like you really belong on campus. Check out the website for your school when you're signing up for NSO or New Student Orientation to find out what to expect, so you will bring the right clothes and whatever else you need so that when you begin your first week of classes, you can do so without a lot of headaches. Also, make sure you know when any funds are due at the registrar or administration or treasurer's office. Each school has their own name for it, so that you have that taken care of before you begin school. If you're not paid up by the deadline, every teacher you have will know about it and let you know about it in a public way, as well as through emails that will hit you right and left. Some smaller schools have orientation scheduled for the first week before classes begin, with lots of bonding activities arranged for you so you can meet and get to know your fellow classmates from all different academic disciplines and different dorms or campus housing. There may be dinners or traditions such as a matriculation ceremony that may resemble something from Harry Potter's Hogwarts, but without the wands and robes. These events may require a bit more dressed-up look from your wardrobe, so remember to pack in a few nicer things when you go off to college. You may find there are events on campus or off that require something besides t-shirts, shorts, drawstring pants, or jeans. Don't be shy during orientation. Make the effort to get to know your fellow schoolmates, but also make an effort to find out where things are on campus that matter to you. Is there a health clinic on campus where you can go if you're sick? What about exercise facilities? Is there a college counseling service for you to use in the event you're having some emotional difficulties in this first year of independence? College radio stations where you'd like to DJ, that's what I did, it was lots of fun. Maybe a college television station that needs reporters. Most orientation programs allow for some downtime, so if you're not too tired, take advantage of these moments get to know where these places are and how to find them when you need them. Take the time to introduce yourself to the individuals staffing those locations so you can expand your acquaintances. If you have academic advisors, then make sure you meet them know where their offices are, and the hours that are available to students. The Career Counseling Office may be helpful to visit, especially if you're not sure what you want to be when you grow up. Get to know the services they offer there. In addition, the Financial Aid Office is another place to check out in case you want to inquire about part-time work that may be available on campus. Get to know the people who work there and find out how to schedule a visit if you want to know more later on in your academic career. The last two places that I mentioned, career counseling and financial aid, if you don't have time as a freshman because your life will be very busy, it's a good thing to start going by, checking with them as the years go by. If you wait until the last minute, your senior year, or even wait till your senior year, and you don't have any contacts there and you don't really know what's available, it's going to slow you down when the time comes for you to actually look for a job. Some career counseling offices help you set up internships for the summer. So that's another reason to get to know them, maybe towards the end of, you know, the first semester, beginning of the second semester. Also, financial aid, looking for a job. You may not be ready to handle a job until the second semester, but you may want to know about what's available part-time on campus. Two, your dorm room. For the first year of college, your dorm room will be your home. It will be where you study, sleep, write papers, socialize, snack, and hang out. It is tempting to spend money equipping the room with every comfort known to man, but be careful about doing it without checking with your roommate or roommates. I've heard of students who came to school with a microwave, refrigerator, television, computer, and a stereo system when it turned out that none of these items were really needed. By now, you've contacted your future roommates and discussed what you each want in the room. Some people don't want a TV in the room because they want the room to be quiet so they can study and concentrate. With so much streaming in the internet, you can watch most TV on your computer or tablet using earbuds without distracting the other parties who live in your room, too. As for microwaves and refrigerators, does the floor on your dorm have a kitchen so you can use the microwave there? Do you really want the smell of popcorn lingering in your dorm room? Can you leave your sodas labeled in the fridge? If not, then you and your roomies need to figure out who is going to bring which item, or if you're going to buy it together once you get into your dorm, and see how much space you really have for those two items. If you get a fridge, then come up with a system for either sharing food or labeling it so you can each count on your favorite snack being available when you want it at 2 a.m. Keep track of how much you're spending on adorning your dorm room, since you may prefer or you may need to spend that money on something else later in the semester. As for going all out to decorate your room, keep in mind you may only be there for 1 year. Next year you may live in an apartment, or you may share a house, or you may have a completely different set of roommates. Select items that are on sale in your budget or find a coupon to help you discount the price of whatever you're buying. Look online and in stores to compare prices and find the best deal for what you're purchasing. Yes, you want your room to be comfortable, but you need to keep in mind that it is a temporary place where you will be living. What you put into it this fall, you will have to deal with in the spring before you leave school in the summer. Those items will have to go back home with you, go into storage, or possibly be moved to another room for the summer session. Do your best to travel light, but have the things you need the most, not necessarily everything you want. Three, electronic issues. By now you know if your school provides tablets or computers as part of the tuition you pay to attend. If so, then you don't have to worry about acquiring those items or buying something new if your old tablet or computer is on its last legs. So many schools are using electronic books on tablets for their textbooks that you most likely will need to have one if one is not provided for you. And also remember to learn how to use it, how to take notes, how to highlight, how to make comments, all that good stuff. So when you go to class, you will be able to just look at your notes and have something sparkling and witty or brilliant to say. A computer will be helpful for research and for writing papers. Many manufacturers offer rebuilt machines with the same warranty as new machines and might be worth looking into as well. There is so much competition in the marketplace that you may find a sale on the products you need for the school year right before school starts. Most likely, you will be assigned a new email address that is used for notifying you about issues that affect you academically or scholastically. You will use this to communicate with teachers and administrators and for them to reach you as well. Your parents most likely will want you to have a cell phone, maybe even a smartphone, so that they can call you and know you're fine. My recommendation is that once you figure out your class schedule and your other activities, find a window of time of about 30 minutes during the week, Monday through Sunday, pick a day, pick a time, preferably not at 4 o'clock in the morning, and preferably the same time every week, and call your parents or email them with the latest that's going on in your life. Even if you don't have much to say, they will be thrilled to hear from you. If you reach out to them regularly, they will not feel they need to call you when it is most likely the worst time for you for them to be calling you. Number 4, transportation. Many schools do not have space for all students to bring a car with them to college. If that's the case for you, then you may want to brush up on the mass transit options available near the school you will be attending. If you've never used buses, trains, light rail, or other forms of mass transit, then if your hometown offers something like it, take the time over the next week to learn how to read a bus schedule and take the bus somewhere and take it back so you have a little practice and know the routine. Look up your transportation options online so that you'll know what's available when you first arrive in your new hometown. Invest in a good pair of walking shoes or tennis shoes that will give you plenty of support when you make your way around campus. I know flip-flops are wonderful and really comfortable. They do make some that have a lot of support. That may be your best option, but personally, I would go with walking or tennis shoes. You may want rubber boots, too, if it rains a great deal where you'll be going, so that you can keep your feet dry while hiking to and from class. Other states may offer something similar to buses and things like that. Depending on whether you actually will be carrying books or just electronics, you will need a waterproof pack or messenger bag to hold your equipment as you walk from one place to another. A small umbrella might be a good investment, too, for protection from heavy rain or the hot sun. In Texas this year, August 7th through 9th, the sales tax-free weekend for clothes, shoes, school supplies, and backpacks priced under $100, saving you basically $8 per $100 spent on not paying the tax. Take advantage of that savings for your school clothes and shoes that you need. The state you live in may also provide you something similar. The other thing to keep in mind about transportation, if you're allowed to bring your car on campus, make sure that if they require you to have a parking sticker, that you go get a parking sticker. You don't really want to find out your car's been towed or booted, which will add extra anxiety and expense to your life. Observe all the parking restrictions. If it's a faculty parking only, don't park there. If it's for students only, then that's okay. If it says reserved for seniors only, don't park there if you're a freshman. And you may want to investigate that while you're at orientation before you bring a car to campus, because it may turn out that your car has to be so far away that it's not something you can use on a daily basis. Maybe something that you might, if the city you're in offers a rideshare service, that it might be just cheaper and easier to take advantage of a rideshare service to get someplace. 5, practice habits of wellness. When you're away from home living on your own, practicing habits of wellness such as good hygiene, keeping your dorm room clean, carefully managing your money, exercising, and asking for help when you need it will make your life better. Good hygiene from brushing and flossing your teeth, bathing and shampooing daily, and washing your clothes regularly will lessen your likelihood of catching the flu or a cold that can slow you down academically and physically. It will also make you more attractive to other people. Keeping your dorm room clean, especially if you have a microwave or refrigerator, is essential. Microwaves and refrigerators attract bugs, and I don't know about you, but having bugs in my dorm room is not exactly something I would really enjoy. You need to remember to try to keep your room clean. Change your sheets and towels weekly. It'll keep your room from smelling like a locker room and will prevent a cold or flu. Again, vacuum up the crumbs from your snacks and cooking projects, along with any debris you track in from outside, so that your room will just be a more pleasant place to be. Exercising regularly, whether a daily walk or full-blown workout or long-distance run or swim, will give your brain a needed break and help you keep the pounds off during your freshman year. Sure, you've heard about the freshman 15. It is really true. I'm not really sure if it has to do with drinking beer or if it has to do with not exercising or if it has to do with just change in metabolism, but it really does happen. The endorphins you kick up when you exercise can help you release stress, feel refreshed, and help you study. Managing the money you have to spend each month will help you later on in life. The average college graduate earns about $26,000 a year, just a little bit over $2,000 a month. With that money, rent, utilities, food, clothing, debt repayment, that's basically your, if you have a student loan debt, debt repayment, and other expenses must be paid. If you learn to spend too much money while you're in college, then you'll have a hard time when you begin your adult life in the workforce, making ends meet. Learn how to make good choices now about money. My book, Money Smarts for You, The Basics, goes over setting up an expense plan or budget that might be helpful to you, as well as covers a whole lot of other ideas and thoughts about money and how it affects you in your adult life. It is available on Amazon as an ebook for Kindle. You can also read it on your phone while you're waiting for that bus to take you to campus, or as a paperback. Learning to ask for help can be difficult if you've never needed help before, or if your request for help went unanswered by your family of origin. Freshman year can be tough for those who are even the most independent people. If you find yourself feeling hopeless or overwhelmed, don't suffer in silence, but find out about the counseling services available to you on campus and set up an appointment. And then, of course, make sure you keep that appointment, even if you figured out your own way out of the predicament you were in. Beginning a dialogue with someone who's there to help you can help you grow and better understand your own personal situation. As you enter the college social scene, you may be introduced to alcohol and other recreational drugs. I can't say enough about avoiding meth. Please, please, please don't. I've heard some horrible stories about people who've basically lost their children to that drug, and even though it may look like candy and people may make you think it helps you study more, please don't take it. You may find that you have a problem with those substances and that you need help dealing with that problem. Do not be ashamed, but do what you can to seek help and get the help you need. None of us are perfect, and one thing about leaving home to attend school is that you will get a chance to learn a great deal about yourself. If you're the first person in your family to attend college, many schools have programs that are just for you, including support groups and classes that address the challenges you face. Everyone gets a bad grade or two in college. Don't let that throw you for a loop. Visit with your professor and find out what you did wrong and how to do whatever you need to do better. I've known students who even asked their professor to pre-read a paper they plan to submit so that they could make an even better grade once they submitted it for one. They learned a great deal from the experience of asking for a pre-read, and the professor realized that that student really wanted the help and was willing to do extra work in order to excel. Remember to ask for help if you need it. The 1st of August begins the fall college application process for many seniors in high school. Next week, I will share with you a system my friend Janine has developed for organizing that process and making it easier for you. Thank you for joining me for this week's Money Smarts for You show. Please email me your questions or thoughts to Barbie at moneysmartsforyou.com, and we will cover them in future shows. Remember, take care of your money to take care of yourself.
Thank you for joining us today. Find out more at moneysmartsforyou.com. Like us on Facebook, buy the book on Amazon, and remember to subscribe to the show.